Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about how to have virtual get-togethers. The basic rule is that any virtual social occasion needs to be facilitated. In other words, book clubs beat happy hours. So the Zoom happy hour became a bit of a pandemic cliche over the past few months. Back in March, when people suddenly started working from home, teams tried to replicate what they could of office culture. So if you all would have gone out for drinks, you all instead would make yourself a drink and then drink it in front of your laptop screen with 10 boxes of other people staring at you. Needless to say, this is not terribly fun, and is one reason why people talk about Zoom fatigue. In a bar, you can separate out into 2 to 3 person conversations and move fluidly between them. The same number of people on Zoom are generally trying to have one conversation, which works about as well as if you get 10 people at a dinner table. It's bad Thanksgiving. Someone always dominates whether you want that person to do so or not. Other people get bored and hope it is all over soon. But that doesn't mean you can't socialize virtually. The key is that it has to be facilitated. Someone has to be in charge, and someone has to organize the conversation, so it feels like the conversation has a purpose, and everyone feels included. The organizer can ask people questions in turn. The questions can have a specific point to them rather than just a general, "How are you doing?" Or if you're doing an activity, someone has to direct that activity, rather than just allowing things to go freeform. Now, that might sound like work, or in any case, a lot of work for something that is supposed to be fun. But done well, the socializing can be both enjoyable and edifying. A book club means you're talking about the ideas in a book. Or you could all take an art lesson together by shipping paints and a canvas to all team members, and then have a teacher show you what to do. You could do a Q&A with a thought leader that your team has brought on for an hour. You could hire a performer to sing or play an instrument for you, and then teach a bit about what she does. You can't just put a dozen people together and hope it goes well. This is absolutely critical for virtual get-togethers, though, honestly, it's true for real-life ones, too. The team happy hour is often a missed opportunity. I've been in some fairly boring happy hours where I got stuck talking to someone who was stuck on a single subject or really not feeling like I was getting to know people with small talk. I'm guessing you've had this experience too. In person, we sometimes get lazy about socializing. But facilitated social interactions can be really profound if we're willing to put in the effort. That's true in person and true with virtual get-togethers too. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.